only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
What's up? 8:14. Today we got some clouds that'll be creeping in. Gorgeous right now, but we do have a chance for rain in the afternoon. High of 73 tonight. Cloudy, more rain. Low of 65. Tuesday, cloudy, rain, thunder.
Some clouds, bro. Get the basement.
You got some clouds. People are vaping.
Oh, God.
Is that where clouds come from,
bro? Yes, that's right. If you've noticed more clouds, it's because of the surge in vaping.
The clouds, bro.
Clouds, bro.
Yeah.
Clouds, bro. Epic clouds, bro. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
You know, taxes are a bitch, but we got to pay them. Yeah. We got to pay for things, and taxes are what do that. You look at your paycheck some days, you're like, oh, Uncle Sam, you son of a bitch.
Taking all my money.
Taking all my money. Well, I'm sure you probably don't want your taxes paying for this. A strip club outside of Dayton, Ohio, called Sharky's Lounge, lost its liquor license last week after police found out they'd been letting guys use food stamps to pay for lap dances.
Oh, come on.
It's just people helping people.
Come on.
You know the strippers need them.
You put a little stamp in that G-string.
Is that other ways? Here you go. Spend it all in one place, baby. Undercover cops set up a sting last year, and over the course of 5 months, they were able to use food stamps to pay for lap dances and buy illegal drugs. Talk about an awesome undercover job to have.
You know?
All right,
what
guys.
Are food stamps? Are they actually like stamps? I don't think I've ever seen one.
I honestly don't know. It's like little pieces of paper.
Is it?
I think. I don't know.
And then the card is like a bridge card. Like that's
just, something like that.
Can you use that at the strip club?
Just swipe it in between the butt cheeks. Charge it. Employees at the club accepted $2,400 worth of food stamps in exchange for sexual services and drugs, including heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, and meth. This place has got it going on, man.
Hey, at least the strippers aren't going hungry.
That's true. It sounds like they'll be allowed to stay open, but they can't sell alcohol anymore. Several employees are also facing charges for drug trafficking and food stamp trafficking, which is a form of fraud.
I always feel weird going to a strip club that doesn't serve booze. Like, Everybody knows what you're really there for.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think the girls are as attractive. At least the booze makes them more attractive.
More attractive, right.
Yeah,
you need booze at a strip
club. You need booze sometimes, especially if you're going on like a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Boy, Friday night, Saturday night, you can get away with it. That's the A-team. But if you're going at like Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, a strip club that serves food, too, is a little awkward for me.
That's true. Great buffet.
I'll take the ribeye and
roast beef sandwich.
God!
Give me that open face roast beef sandwich.
Right. You know, I'm gonna take the roast beef sandwich, and for food, I'm gonna take a hamburger.
Tell you what, avoid the crabs though at any strip club buffet. You don't want the crabs; it's bad.
Yeah, they don't come with the leg. There's no crab legs there. Oh. It's just crabs.
What are you doing, lady? You want to go to Sharky's Lounge?
No.
Got a fresh order of food stamps to use up.